What's up, man?
Hey, my fault, man. Took me a little minute.
Oh, they good. I know, man. I know you special as fuck.
You gonna be pulled up.
Shit, man. Hey, I'm trying to get my boy here right now, man. My boy Jordan. What's going on, my boy?
He on there?
No, he's gonna be on there in just a second.
Okay, no, 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 no.
She about like you, you know, a little slow. You know,
I ain't fucking with you. You the only one slow, bitch. I mean, while we waiting on your boy, man, tell me about your artist. Let's put it out there. Tell me about your artist.
Man, I'm talking about T-Ward doing the thing. He doing the damn thing, dog. He actually doing the thing. He got his music on Apple Music right now, man. You got to check it out, boy.
What's his Instagram?
Huh? What's his Instagram? Hold on. Look all that up, man. Hey, matter of fact, hey, we can hit him up later. Hold on. He's having trouble getting in, dog. I think he got a prepaid.
This shit fought up.
Shit, what? You dug great.
What'd you say?
I said you just upgraded.
Nah, I've been upgraded, bitch. you the one with the iPhone 1, bitch.
What the you can't download shit.
Half your screen don't work. Hey, bitch, let him do it. Bitch, let him sing that shit. Because I can't roll with shit.
That's good ass.
For real. All I had to do was just type my name. I tried to get on my iPad, but it wouldn't let me.
That's the first iPad.
Nah, bitch. This the one that look like a TV.
But what bitch won't got them down big ass goddamn.
This the bitch that look like the TV. Damn, your boy late to the motherfucker, bitch.
Hey, I'm trying to get it. He said he can't get the link. Hey, see, can you send it to him? I'm going to give you his number.
Text it to me.
Yeah, we're going to get you across it. Ain't no problem, man.
Hold on, wait. I can't send him the link, D. You got to.
See, I just tried to do that.
Oh wait, I can send him the link you sent me. Send me his number. D.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I gotta do. Okay. Yeah.
Tell him he's done. Sound like iPhone 1 special?
Yeah, nah, it ain't no iPhone 1, bitch. That's that goddamn, goddamn, goddamn. You the one with the Android, bitch.
Okay.
I'm about to right now.
So you got a little beat?
Huh?
I said that boss got a little beat.
Who do?
That Bob.
That Bob.
That Bob is your Bob.
Oh yeah, yeah. It got a little something to it. I ain't really played it. I just played the little, karaoke part. I ain't played no song to it yet. Yeah, and this bitch singing my heart away, bitch. Ooh, no. Bitch, he got an Android.
You stupid.
No wonder why it ain't working. Big got an Android.
You stupid.
I want to shout out my cousin music too, man. His name Chuck, man. He nice. He nice. Y'all should look him up, man.
Oh, this Bad Cincinnati?
Yeah, Cincinnati. You're in Cincinnati. One of my favorite songs by him, man, is called In a Minute. I'm going to play a little snippet since we got a little time.
Yes, sir.
You like that beat, don't you, D?
Oh, yeah. It's great. You better sign in.
Give y'all a little snippet, man. That's a sample.
Just a sample.
Man, you can look his tape up on Spotify, Apple Music.
This is Spotify.
Says
Spotify.
His Spotify is Bag Family Chug. You spell Chug, Chugg.
Oh, shit, in the
face. Oh, I think he on there.
Oh, what's up? Hey, my boy. Hey, George Zinn. What's going on with you, man? Joy,
can you hear Joy? It's Dan Joy.
Stupid. Hey, heels, bro.
His speaker don't work. Speaker don't work.
Why you stupid?
Joy. He sound like he still used the headphones that connect to his phone.
Can you hear me? Y'all can hear you, bro.
Oh, okay. What's
going on with you, man? Hey, man, we got Kevin and Joy. Hey,
turn my volume up a little bit.
Okay. For a minute there, we thought you had an Android. We get to turn your bike on the bike.
All right, can you hear me now? Is that better?
Yeah, we can hear you, bro.
All right, man. Yeah, man, I appreciate you having me on the show.
Huh?
I appreciate you having me on the show.
Yeah, yeah, man. Me. Hey, we know we got to do it. We got to do it, man. Hey, so my homeboy, Calvin, he's on there, too.
How you doing, Calvin?
What's going on, Jordan?
Man, I can't complain. Working, as usual.
Yeah, I'm just glad we ain't doing no TV shit, because he's an ugly motherfucker, though.
You must ain't seen me, man. You must ain't seen me.
He look like a shark out of fish tank, man.
Jordan, that's why I'm meeting you on here, not in person, bitch.
All
right. You look like something out of Jurassic Park.
All right.
All right, man. Kevin, tell them about the topic, man.
All right, so the topic is today, is your significant other, can they have a best friend?
Oh, no, you can have a best friend. Can you have a male best friend?
Can you have a male best friend? That's be correct. Can you have a male best? Can she have a male best friend? And can you have a female best friend?
Hey, man, listen, Calvin. I'm the best she ever had, and I'm going to be her friend. So,
hey, I kept telling this cat that, dog. That's how I got it. Come on.
Okay. Yeah. Can I explain my side?
Go ahead, bro.
Okay, I've been friends with let's say about 10 years now. And I consider her my best friend. My family know her family, you know, and my family know hers, and her family know mine. And I got a lady, and she get upset because I call her my best friend. You know what I mean? But she more than a best friend to me. She like blood, because, you know, she been in my life for a long time. You know, I still call her my best friend. I understand that might be disrespectful to her, but that's still my best friend at the end of the day, because we've been telling back. You know what I mean? But I don't see her in no sexual way.
But have you hit?
Huh?
Have you ever hit?
No comment.
All right. Yeah, see, there it go. Yeah, and you know what, Calvin? You know, to be completely honest with you, the question is more so this. Can you be in a relationship with somebody if you don't have, trust for that other person, if you got trust issues? And, you know, the answer to that, obviously, is no. But, you know, to double back to the best friend, whether it's, you know, the same gender, different gender, whatever it is, you have to be able to trust that person. And in your situation, if you know, my significant other has said, you know, I done had a best friend for, you know, 20 plus years or 15 plus years, and that's all it ever is. And, you know, we just best friends. I got to evaluate a couple of things before I just, you know, it just be the okie doke. So, you know, I need to know how she moves around him, how mm-hmm. he moves around her, and how he moves around the both of us.
Okay. Because, so my question, not to cut you off, my question to you is, you said about trust. She never, what if she never gave you anything to have trust issues of? You know what I mean?
I mean...
Go on me to cut y'all off, but my thing is, it ain't about not trusting my old lady, it's trusting the nigga. Because at the end of the day, everything we got a plan. It ain't no business, no best friend, especially if it's somebody you want to hit or you already don't smash. Come on, really, come on, get for real.
Come on. I mean, you know, so for sure, if you know, they have feelings in the past, it definitely will raise some red flags. Like, okay, y'all had feelings in the past. Y'all had a situationship or whatever in the past, and it definitely raised some red flags. But again, doubling back, you know, if you don't trust that person, then it don't even matter who it is.
Right.
Yeah.
It don't even matter who it is.
Okay. All right. So let's can I throw a scenario out to y'all?
Yeah. What you got?
She been bringing you around since y'all relationship started. She been bringing him around since y'all relationship started. And y'all been together for about 5 years now. So you built a relationship with him, right?
Yeah.
So boom, boom, boom. She go out to dinner with him because, you know, they just friends. You cool with it because, you know, they friends. Boom. She started telling him, like, you know, y'all having a problem in a relationship or whatever. Boom, boom, boom. He kissed her. She blow him off, come straight home and tell you. Do you want her to end that friendship? or you gonna go holler at him like a man?
Hey, she got to. She got to squash that. You got to. Because.
Hey, Joy.
Yeah, I can't hear him. I think it's the Joy. I think his headphones disconnected.
Oh, shit. Hey, bro.
Yeah. Hey, Jordan, I can't hear you. If you're talking, I can't hear you.
He says ass door. Hey, but to finish what my boy was saying, though, I think you got to cut that off, bro, because now we're going to a point where he don't cross the line. It ain't just a friendship thing anymore.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, first of all, why you over there chilling like that anyway?
Yeah, but what if she tell you she don't want to throw 20 years of friendship down the drain?
But she didn't throw it down the drain. He threw it down the drain. He made the move.
Oh, he back. Hey. He back. Hey. Start over. I couldn't hear you at first.
Hey, well, what I said was when you opposed the other scenario about her getting kissed, then, you know, she got to squash that. Because I didn't have anything to do with causing him to feel that way. You see what I'm saying? She got to squash that. And, you know, if it go further, if she say, you know, she trying to squash it and he's still trying to, you know, go that route, then, yeah, I rap with Buddy. Like, you know, you can't, this ain't that. But, again, on the backstory, has your lady presented any type of feelings for, you know, this man to make him feel that he has a chance of being with her?
Right. Yeah, right, that's the thing that's leading people on. You calling him a best friend and all this right here. Y'all going to the movies or going out to eat and all this stuff. You doing boyfriend thing. You just waiting for your turn.
Yeah, no, for real. And what dudes got to understand, see, women slick. Women slicker than most dudes. Not all of them, some of them so. But women that they slick. You got to be careful with how they move, and you got to understand certain things because women don't like to be direct. Most women don't like to be direct. Most women like to dance around the subject and throw hints. So you got to understand that if your lady been throwing hints at this man, you know, over time, then you can understand.
Right.
And I tell you this, I had my girlfriend's friend, she had this guy, and I guess he liked her a lot. You know, he kind of wanted to be involved with her. And she didn't want that. You know, they had a good friendship. I think they still have a good friendship. And she didn't want to be involved with him romantically. It was just more of like a friendship type of situation going on. So one day, you know, he kind of wanted to move further towards like a romantic relationship with her. And she kind of denied him. She kind of shut him down and said, no, I'm not really looking for that, blah, this, that, and the third. But they've been friends since maybe elementary school. So maybe 20 plus years of friendship. Yeah. But the reality to it is, in those type of circumstances, you immediately have to dead that relationship. You know, whether it's talking less, whether it's spending less time together, whether it's, you know, communicating less, whatever it is, you have to dead that because now at this point, one person has more feelings for the other person than the other person has for them. And mutually beneficial relationships or mutually agreeable relationships don't work off of that.
Right. Really, you know, really how I look at it, bro, a man was just, he's just really waiting for his turn. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, look, I'm going to go in this friend role until I get pain. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but all men don't think like that. You know what I mean? Because, you know, my best friend is very attractive, you know what I mean? But I respect her husband, you know what I mean? Because he's a real nigga to me, you know what I mean? Because he makes sure she's good, he take care of the kids, he makes sure she have everything she needs to be a woman, you know what I mean? And be a mother. So, like, I respect him on that level, so that's why I go holler at him before I holler at my best friend because I want to let him know, like, what this one we about to do, is that okay with you? You know what I mean? I always check in. You know what I mean?
If you had an opportunity to smash, would you smash?
If I had an opportunity.
If would you smash?
If you would have asked me that 9 years ago, yes. Now, no.
I just don't. I'm saying, like you said before, man. If your girl came to him when y'all was arguing and is a heated mode, you know, spending the night with him, how you feel about it?
I'm gonna be a little bit honest with you because I'm a little bit younger than you. I really don't give a damn. You know what I mean? Because I'm gonna tell you this right now. If you was my girl, you can't be took. Now, if you takeable, then you was never mine. You know what I mean?
So well, I tell you what, you know, I don't want to cut you off, but a woman gonna be where she wanna be.
And you're right. That's why her ass gonna be single if she wanna be that way. Because guess what? What belongs to me don't belong to the streets.
Yeah, because man, yeah, and I think that's one of the things that got a lot of dudes' mentals messed up is they think they can control women. And she...
No, it ain't that I'm trying to control her. I have that respect because I watch my mama, you know, go through some things with my father, and I respect women. I love women to a certain standard, and I hold them to a certain standard, and I would never treat a woman like that because I didn't like the way how my mom looked, you know what I mean? So I would never make a woman feel like that, you know what I mean?
I don't mean more so like you controlling. I'm just...
You can't control what a woman gonna do. If a woman really wanna be with somebody else, she gonna be with somebody else. Bottom line.
Yeah.
You can't stop.
You're right about that. You're right. Cause if a woman wanna move on, she gonna move on.
Right.
But see, women slick though. Women is like birds to me. You know what I mean? And the reason I say that is because a woman bird and a male bird, they made a nest together. This bitch gonna pick each piece of that nest and take it across the goddamn city and lay that bitch down. She's slowly building her own nest somewhere else. She dirty. They dirty.
Hey, dirty. So, take a quarter of this right here. So, Jordan, if your girl do decide to go out and she eat with her so-called best friend,
DD, he jumped off. He must have lost connection with his Android. This connection got lost, man.
Oh, drop call. Why you stupid?
Connection loose from the motherfucker.
Oh, shit. So, bro, hey, it's like it's just me and you now. So, like I just said, so your girl step out and she actually ended up sleeping with his best friend.
D, repeat what you said because it was skipping a kind of.
Okay, your girl step out with the best friend and end up sleeping together.
They end up sleeping together.
Yeah, she said she's sorry. Will you take her back?
You said, would I take her back?
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. Oh, he back on. His Android reconnected.
Okay. Hey, Joy. So this is what we just said. Hey, so if your girl end up going out and sleeping with a best friend, and it just happened, so would you take her back? Android.
Jordan, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. I got disconnected. I'm driving through Michigan right now, and you know, it's just I got AT&T.
So pretty much what we're asking, if your lady went out and slept with the best friend, would you forgive
her? And you know, that's tough. That's tough because in that circumstance, and if you had a means to get out of that situation, then you could have got out of that situation. So, I mean, that's a tough one right there.
That just happened shit. I don't go with that shit. Because if you put yourself in that situation.
Okay, but all right. So, let me tell you my point on it. I'm going to be honest. I feel like I can forgive her, but I don't know as a male would I forgive her. You know what I mean? Because I keep thinking about, see, I'm a type nigga. I was like, damn, was the nigga better than me?
You don't want to know.
Is the nigga dick you down better than me? So I don't know if I want to come behind it and dick you down. I ain't dicking you down the way the nigga just dicked you down. So I don't even know if I could be with you on that tip. You know what I mean?
Hey, yeah, I mean, you know, again, I take it back to what I said last time. You know, controlling a woman, that ain't gonna happen. So these women out here, well, and I don't care if you married, I don't care if you've been in a 14-year, 15-year, 30-year relationship, whatever it is, domestic partnership, you can't control these women. So, you know, a conscious decision is a conscious decision, you know what I'm saying? Just like if a man go out and cheat with a woman, you know, the forgiveness aspect and blah, 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 yeah, I can forgive and get over that. But now that goes back to the first conversation that I had with you, is do I trust her? And I don't trust her. And I cannot be with somebody who I don't trust. That's just the reality of it.
Now, I think it's
understanding how you move when you're not around me, then I don't want you around me.
Right. But what if you step out?
It's a difference with a man and a woman, I think, because a woman put her heart into it. That's her body. She's giving it away to another man.
Hold on, a man put his heart into it too.
I think it's totally different because a real woman, once a real woman give her body to a guy, she got some feelings for him. It's something there, you know what I'm saying? A real woman, not a.
Well, what makes you think that though, D?
It just, man, bro, she don't give it some thought. A real woman don't give it some thought. She's just not going to go out there and just, it just happened. You know what I'm saying? This is something that, hey, look, this guy has made her feel like, okay, if I do this, I can actually make a life with you. You feel what I'm saying?
So you don't think the guy can do that too?
Bro, it's different for a man, though. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm young, dog. Hey, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Hey. Jordan, what you think?
Man, to be honest, that I could probably, you know, get over something like that. But I will say, between men and women, because there's a lot of women with mindsets like men out here. Between men and women, I feel like women do normally catch more feelings first than a man would. Yep. But I will, you know, go further to explain that with cheating. Well, whatever it is, cheating is involved. Once sex is involved, once intercourse is involved, that's hard to come back from. And I tell you why, because your expectations really for that person have now changed. Right. Whether they have lessened or whether they become more, your sexual expectations have changed for that person based on, you know, what you just experienced. You know, in infidelity with another person.
Yeah.
And that's the hardest part to overcome. Just like Calvin said, you know, the old boy lay that pipe on you better than I did. You know, that's the expectation, you know, from the female standpoint, that, hey, you better be dropping that pipe off on her. It, you know, just as good as, if not better, than the brother that she's stepping out with.
And you can't even talk shit no more. You know what I'm saying?
You can't talk shit no more. He's gonna call you a weak dick nigga.
Hold on, I can't hear you cut out for a minute, but I think I'm back.
She's gonna call you a weak dick nigga. You gonna be running around that motherfucker talking about, you want me to clean up?
And you thirsty? Dropped again.
You thirsty? You need your back rubbed in.
I'm back now. So, but yeah, you know, real talk. That's what it is. Your expectations have changed.
Yep.
It's like your first car you buy is a Nissan Maxima. You know, and then you jump in the dealership lot. You jump on the dealership lot and you test drive a Beamer. Yeah. Well, that Nissan Maxima ain't, you know, it ain't hitting like no Beamer now.
You feel me?
You got the expectations totally different for that car. You got different expectations.
But now, like on a serious tip, I can tell y'all a story. When I was about 17, I was in love with this chick. You know what I mean? And she did me dirty. Like I was being faithful with everything I could be. I tried to be the best man that I can be. You know, the best thing my mama taught me to be. But she was a fine-ass bitch. You know what I mean? Like, fine. Every nigga wanted her. She just let that shit get to her head. But I forgave her, though. But it hurted me more to forgive her. That's why I let it go. Because I felt like it was only so many times I could keep saying, okay, I forgive you. Okay, I forgive you. When is it going to change? And I was like, you ain't about to treat me like you the nigga and I'm a bitch. That ain't about to happen. You feel me? Because I was running around that motherfucker like, it was my fault. Nah, hell no. Hey,
man, that, hey, and real talk, I think a lot of those first experiences, you know, those cause the most drama because you ain't never really experienced nothing else.
Right.
And I tell you, a lot of women got this theory. And let me explain this theory. A lot of women got this theory that says if the man don't want you more than you want him, then it's not gonna work. And that shit just a lie. I'm gonna tell you that's a lie right there. Because just because, you know, a man is showing affection and showing interest and appreciation for you, don't mean that he don't want the same thing in return.
Right.
So you know, if he's doing all that for you and you can't provide, you know, the essentials back to him, it ain't gonna work.
Right.
It's not gonna work. I'm telling you, because another woman, just as good looking as you, just as smart as you, just as fine as you, gonna come along and show him that appreciation and show him, you know, she gonna take care of that man and it's gonna be over for you, baby.
You feel me?
But that's the same thing with you. You know what I'm saying? You think you walk around here hard and don't appreciate the woman that you got. And there's one guy that she go to work and go to lunch with and he show her some attention. And you get out of gas.
Oh, yeah, man. Don't get started about the work husbands. But they putting in work all their lives, man.
Fuck that shit. No damn work husband. And one husband.
Okay, I got one. Yeah, another. Well, this is a real scenario. My cousin, these are my older cousins. They've been married for about 30 years. A woman have baked my cousin a pie, right? And he was so fucking scared to take it home. Because my cousin don't play that shit. You know what I mean? She don't play that. So he was telling me, like, I don't know what the fuck to do with this pie. So he ended up just taking it to our grandma's house and just give it to my grandma. But I asked him, he said something real to me, because I'm like, you don't have no friends. Are you okay with it? He's like, my wife is all I need. Because there's only so much you can say to a person in a day. You know what I mean? The same person. Only so much you can talk to. And he said, she make me feel complete. You know what I mean? And I said, I can't wait till I find me a woman that make me complete. Because I feel like I gotta have different friendships because I can't keep talking to the same person about the same shit. You know what I mean?
And you know what, bro? As men, matter of fact, fuck that. As human beings, we pull different things from different people. And it may everything that your spouse does for you, it may not be enough. And they just may not know how to talk to you. You know, sometimes how you need to be talked to. That bro, let me tell you. That's why men and women, we gotta have friends. And you can't be in a relationship with just that person that drive you crazy. That right. Drive you up a wall. And you can tell from the COVID pandemic, people weren't doing nothing but fighting and fucking.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they was doing. So it is other mutually beneficial relationships that you can have with other people that could satisfy those needs that you have for conversation and understanding and you know, self-reflection and things like that. It gotta be. Because you sitting all day at home with your wife or your lady or significant other, man, you're gonna run her up a wall and she's gonna run you up a wall. That's what it is.
Right. So you gotta have somebody somewhere. You can't work with them, live with them, and play all alone. They have some kind of balance.
Okay.
And that ain't even fair to ask somebody for you know, you to be your only friend, man. Look, when my lady talking to her best friend, she got a female best friend, and when she talking to her mama and her sisters on the phone, that's cool with me, because that means I can go spend time to myself,
right?
And go do other stuff and while her time is occupied, because at that point she's asking me to entertain her 24/7, and I can't do that. I got work to do.
So right. Is it okay for her to entertain Kevin? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, look. Put it to you like this. As long as they both know what they getting into, then that's fine. Because me, I leave. I'm like Calvin. I don't give a fuck about none of that. you setting yourself up for this.
Yeah.
You putting yourself in this situation. So if you want to go find a dude to vent to and kick it with and share your secrets with, that's cool. Baby, that's cool. Because look, let me tell you something. If I find out that it's been gone too far, that's over with.
Hey.
What Beyonce say? Get your shit to the left, to the left.
Yeah.
I can't sit out here and sit through my work day like, damn, my one day she fucking around on me. Damn, my one day if it's a man in my house right now. Damn, my one day if it's a man in her house right now. I don't have time for that kind of stress.
Yeah. That's slow down for motherfucker to take somebody to your house anyway.
What?
You want your girl?
You'd be the drove your car through the goddamn living room. Trying to catch somebody.
You hear me?
Hey, creep with the windows and shit.
Right. Tell me how some I'm on my way to work knowing you in the backyard. Right.
You on the phone trying to figure out how to change the burglar alarm code.
You
every time she get on the phone, you creeping around and shit.
You hear a pin drop in the back like, bitch, who was that?
I ain't never finna have to put no damn hidden cameras and hidden microphones in my own damn house. Hell no. It'll be over before we go that far.
You damn right.
Damn right, bro. That's what it is. Like, but it go back to trust. Yeah, I'm telling you, it go back to trust. You cannot coexist with somebody that you can't trust. In a romantic way, because when you're romantic with somebody, when you're intimately involved with somebody, you tend to share a lot of feelings with them. And you know us men, but we hate talking about our feelings. We hate sharing them. We hate talking about them. We hate a female knowing how we feel about some shit because, you know, sometimes it get held against us. So being intimate with a person that you can't trust is just not going to work. Because you know, when Calvin tell his lady, he like for her to do that thing with the string and the piece of cheese in the bed, you know, that's intimate. You know, you don't want that to be out there. You gotta trust her to know that she ain't gonna, you know, go run and tell everybody. Yeah.
Yeah, you keep it all tummy and shit.
Yeah, you don't want her doing the fruit roll up thing with everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Right about you that know, goddamn.
Going to kiss the baby,
where
all the fruit roll up?
I gave them to my little cousin. All right, bitch. Let me smell your breath.
Count the days.
Look, I'm smelling count this breath. I'm like, bitch, that don't smell like my cologne, bitch.
You keep, right. Hey, you talking to other diggleys and shit.
Yeah.
Hey, count the days, because I know what you're up to. Hey, just know it take two to tango.
Yeah, but
man, that I think, you know, nowadays don't nobody really got, you know, trust in a lot of these relationships. And boy, you really can't blame folks now, because with this whole, you know, transgender thing that with them pushing like the homosexuality out into the ether and to the kids and shit. You know, you really don't know who's who now.
Let me tell you something. If me and my old lady don't work out, boy, I'm only dating bitches that's pregnant.
But you here.
But they can tell it. They can change their birth certificate now. You know what I mean?
Hey, but some real shit, though. We right here talking about having a male best friend. Sometimes you have to watch them female best friend.
Yeah. Hey, let me tell you. Jeez. Let me tell you, boy, because again, back to what I said, women sneaky. Women will map out a plan to have your ass crazy in 3 months. I'm telling you.
Bro, I'm going to get this nigga in the long run.
But I'm talking about she done came to your house, did all the dishes, bought your new pair of socks, and took your kids to school, then helped you pay your car note, talked to you about your family drama and all kind of shit. And now you got to go back home to your wife and explain to her why you upset all the time. Yeah.
Damn, you know what I'm saying? I miss my best friend. Damn. Hate it. All right, yeah, I know y'all seen Power. I know y'all seen Power, right?
I never watched Power.
Man, look, man, you don't know what you're missing, man. You really got to check that shit out. But so, give you a synopsis. Ghost, he had a mistress, and the mistress died. His partner killed the mistress.
Yep.
And he went home and told his wife. He was crying like a fool. He went home and told his wife, like, damn, have some sympathy for me. The love of my life just died.
He did that shit for real, though.
What? Did she punch him in his shit?
Nah.
Hell no, but she ain't decking him in his shit. But and she knew it. But she already knew it. You know what I'm saying? And Shorty had came back from high school on his ass, bruh.
Yep.
And he had been married for years. Came back on high school. That I'm telling you, because them unrequited feelings that people be having, they don't never go away. That's why you have the dead relationships like that.
Yep.
You gotta dead it.
Especially if you're trying to move on.
Hey, what would you do if your lady tell you that? You come home and she come back home and be like, have some sympathy for me. Damn, the love of my life just died. Look, bitch. I'm going to the JC. I don't know if you know what that is, but that's the Justice Center. I'm going to jail because I'm killing that bitch. She ain't going to come home in my motherfucking house where I pay the bills at and tell me, have some sympathy for me.
Hey, look, man, at that point, yeah, I got to go. Cause I can't catch no charges like Calvin. Cause like you say, gonna be a lot of slow singing and flower for you.
So,
hey,
so
check you gotta come visit me.
So an ex boy, hey, check this out. So an ex boyfriend, sister, mom, or somebody died, and your girl come home and say, "Hey, look, hey, babe, I want to go do the service and spend time with family. How you feel about that?
We going together."
Well, she said, no, babe, hey, you know, this is my ex. I really don't want to, you don't go around for me there.
I'm going to say, do no disrespect. You can't go. I pray for him. You ain't going.
Hey,
but that nigga vulnerable as fuck.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you. I don't know, Calvin. I'm going to tell you because I didn't. A lot of the ladies that I done dated in the past, bro, I built relationships with her people and them. But it's really like, you know, even if it don't work out with your daughter, you feel me? I can still fuck with y'all because y'all cool. Well, okay. It's just like meeting a new friend. It's just how you met them is through your lady, but now your lady ain't work out.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? That's like the same thing like saying, you know, that's like saying, you know, let's say you and Bryce were friends, and then you and Bryce fell out, and you ain't want me to be friends with Bryce no more. You know, that to me, that's unnecessary.
But you know, it's some bitch ass niggas out there like that, though.
It is some bitch ass niggas, because I'd be like,
That's some female shit to me, you know what I'm saying?
It is some female shit.
Because you might not even have feelings for that ex no more or whatever, but they family could still, you know, still be fuck cool with you and see you out. You know, they could have did a lot of things to put you in good spaces, you know, back way when. So I wouldn't say that. Like, if one of my exes died, and especially because most of them I went to high school with or I know, I would pay respect to their family.
But no, I thought the question was if they mama died.
Yeah, that was the question.
Yeah, not the spouse,
not the
mom.
Not the one you dated. I'm talking about somebody close in their family.
Also, but I mean, I don't know about that one. I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't gonna lie to you that because what you need closure from my lady from.
You feel me? That's what I'm saying. Like, you not about to be in the talking about some God. Why did you take him?
Why? Yeah, I misunderstood the question. I had to fail the test. I ain't gonna lie to you.
So now you're in another vulnerable situation, you know what I'm saying? Hey, look, come be with me. Come watch Netflix with me. You know, I'm hurt. Fuck. At the end of it, again.
Android, bitch.
Oh, shit. What are you stupid, bro?
No, he back on.
Yeah, I'm back on, man. I don't know what he's going
on. It's the Android.
Damn. And man, I tried to go back to Apple, man. Apple came out and told y'all that we purposely mess up y'all phones every now and again, so you'll buy a new one.
Hey, that shit is true, man.
I said I can't do it, man. I can't do it.
You can't.
That's like going to use car lot and buying the Datsun. You already know what you're signing up for. You know what you're signing up for, man. But yeah, on a serious note, I can't see me letting my woman go give closure to another man about his deceased relative.
But my thing is this, why the fuck they still keep it in touch?
You remember said they or they just reached out on Facebook, a motherfucker.
Oh, you right. But still, bitch, you about to block him. Oh, you supposed to steal.
Come on, dog. They went to school together. They were high school.
I don't give a fuck. The high school sweetheart shit out the window.
Hey, look. I ain't gonna lie to you. Shit. Because, bro, to me, if y'all haven't been communicating thus far, then I could see, like, oh, if y'all have been talking back and forth and y'all people and them was cool and blah, blah, whatever. But if this just off of humbug, you know, oh, my mama died. You know how much she likes you. You want to come to her funeral. Hold on, baby. Hold on.
They tell you your nigga can't come.
Ain't no way.
You better send a flower, bitch.
Yeah, hey, look, ain't no way. I'll be there in the back seat.
My mama, he gonna be mad in here. He gonna be like, why you bring that nigga in?
Hey, I'm just here. I sit outside. Fuck the service. I sit outside. I bet you he ain't going nowhere today.
She look. I'm the type of nigga be like, go ahead and go, and I'm gonna track your dumb ass.
Nah,
yeah,
but once again, going by the trust, it ain't that serious.
It is.
Why can't I come at that point?
Right.
And why is she willing to agree to go without me? That's the problem with me. Like, hold the fuck on.
Yeah, silly bitch. You worry about that?
Yeah, hold on. So you mean to tell me you want to go kick it with your old lover because her mama died and I can't pull up, show up, and I can't even get no play from the repack?
Yeah, you don't want that nasty ass to get.
I'm telling you. Nah, I can't go for that. I ain't going to lie to you.
But no, what she? Hey, she can bring your plate back. You ain't gotta go.
You don't want that nasty ass spaghetti.
That's what I'm saying, Brad. I'm good. I'm good. Like Calvin said, I don't want that nasty ass spaghetti. I want to make my own plate, damn it. I want to make my own plate. Yeah, man, I can't even go for it. But let me ask y'all something. So look. You'd have known the shorty for a while, you know. Let's say y'all been talking, you know, maybe a year or two, or maybe less than that. You'd have known shorty for a while. You feeling the blase. Y'all haven't really established that y'all wanna, you know, get into a relationship with each other. But she does willingly admit that she's still talking to her ex. What do you do?
Well, if you ain't committed, it ain't nothing. If y'all ain't in a relationship, y'all just kicking it. And she says
you really into her, like you into her. She hitting on all cylinders. She mean everything. She bringing your lunch to your job.
Bitch, we go together.
You get me? This bitch is like forcing to change your mama oil in her car for
bitch, we go together. This come to my job because I don't like telling people where I work. This we go together.
Look, she know all your coworkers. She know your whole shift. You feel me? I'm talking about bitch that jumped on a register to help y'all out before.
Oh, I'm gonna kill that bitch.
You're stupid.
Hey, but she told you straight up. She still talking to her ex. Getting past from that. Hey, what are you doing?
I'm gonna cry in the car. I'm gonna cry in the goddamn car.
Oh, now that shit that deep. But at the same time, bro, you almost gotta respect it because
she was 100 with you. She was 100 with you.
She was 100.
Yeah, I ain't saying.
But see, that'd make me fuck with even harder.
You hear me? I ain't saying he's still piping it. You don't know if he is, he ain't, but you know, you feeling it. You hear me? How do you hit her with the, you know, hey, you know, tell her like how you feel and whatnot. But she explicitly told you she's still trying to get over. Hey, let's say she got a kid with her.
You can do about that. What can you do?
Hey,
he
got to
be in the kid's life.
I ain't gonna lie to you, dog. I ain't fucking with no more bitches with babies.
But say you don't know. Say you don't find out. Let boy, I'm gonna say that bitch is good. I'm talking about.
Sometimes for that fire, you have to settle for certain things. They got that fiber.
Yeah, if she got that fire.
That brain.
That brain. Dang.
All right.
How I go, Kevin?
Bow, 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 bow.
Got that boom, boom. Sometimes they deal with that shit.
So what did you do though?
I ain't gonna lie to you though, man. It's gonna hurt me, but I'll fuck with even harder because she being real with me. Cause I love a woman when she real with me, you know what I mean? Because that makes me feel like I could be real with her if she real with me.
But really you setting yourself up because she all done told you, hey, look, I just want a friend. You a friend. Get it? Hit?
Hell nah, we go together. I ain't gonna lie to you. Bitch, we go together. Miss Motion up here at my job, gossiping about you to my work friends. Bitch, we go together. I see them more than I see my family. Bitch, we go together.
Hey, so you roll up on the job and you bring your girl some lunch and she's sitting at the desk. She's sitting at the lunch table. You at the drive thru picking up your girl some lunch and she said, hey, look, get Tony something too.
Fuck Tony. Wait, do I know Tony?
That's Tony spelled with a Y.
Do I know Tony?
No, Tony's the real husband.
Huh?
Tony's the real husband.
So I know Tony.
Tony's the real husband. You don't know Tony.
Oh, nah, fuck that nigga. I'm gonna tell him to tell him call his bitch. That's what I said. You know me. I man, call it, tell him to call his bitch. What are you talking about? That's what I said.
Man, look, bro. Did Tony put in on this?
You feel me?
Hey, Tony, you all in the drive. He got no air. He talking about when he wants special shit on his
first off, I got air. First off, I got air. I ain't riding no car with no air. That nigga must got a plus on me if I ain't got no air. Hell no. I gotta make sure I'm coming. I'm coming hard with the car. You gotta be fucked up.
Hey, I'm gonna hit a bit with it. They all out of that. They don't have no more of them. What you say? You want a chicken sandwich? Nah, they say they only got cheeseburgers left.
Right.
You say you want a cheeseburger too? They ain't got no buns left. Goddamn. They just told me. Babe. Matter of fact, I ain't even at the goddamn spot no more. I'm outside the job.
You hear me?
Boy, I tell it bit real quick, man. They just shut the whole place down.
Yep. Is that a rat?
All right. Man, if I fucked around, boy, I tell her they ain't even had her food for asking me some goofy ass shit like that.
You gonna be eating that shit on your way home. Like, fuck that shit.
All right. You and Tony better order Uber Eats.
Fuck that. Look, D, I'm gonna open the text, bitch, and I'm on my way to the job. I ain't even gonna text back. She gonna be like, this nigga read that.
Alright. Look, you know exactly what type of time he on.
You feel me? I'm like, yeah, it's been 15 minutes. I'm coming right in that bitch. Like, who the fuck is Tony? I'm about to get Tony fired today, bitch.
Hey, no, you come in with the bag with your shit and my shit. And you order the same shit that Tony wanted because you want to eat lunch with your girl. You go to wash your head, Tony, come out and eat your shit.
I'm going to beat his ass.
Hey, nah. Ain't no way, bro. Both of them got to catch a fade because you know exactly what type of time I was on. You only got 15 minutes on your damn lunch break. I'm hungry than a motherfucker. You get me? Nah, ain't no way, bro.
Eating your shit, talking about some good looking big bro.
But I knock all this shit over. I'm 16 on the ground. Cause she didn't try to pay me.
Hey, shit. You heard my bro, I said no onion.
Then all tell right. me you said no onions, I'm beating his ass. Right. They both losing their job today, bitch.
I'll tell you. Because there ain't no way I'm going for it. But because now I got to go back and get me some more food.
Right. Now I'm mad as fuck sitting in the line. They're like, damn, didn't you just order that?
I told Shorty, I ain't got no kids named Tony. And if she got kids named Tony, we should have talked about this before we got together.
You feel me?
Nah, ain't no way. Hey, but you know, also, the whole work husband situation, boy, you gotta watch that shit.
Gotta watch that shit.
Let me tell you, because work a stressful ass environment. and it's a lot of high anxiety to that shit. So if you got a brother at your lady job that could take some of the stress off of her and the stressful environment, shit, boy.
Tell me, that's going to the car. You fading the fuck out of her.
Going the car. Hey,
you pull up, he said, she's sitting in his car and shit. You pull up to the job.
Oh, I'm beating the car for. All right. I'm busting the windows.
I'm busting that nigga windows in the car, all laid back and shit.
I'm busting that nigga windows out. You got me fucked up.
Why? She got it in the car.
It doesn't matter, nigga. That's you. She represent me. I'm a show. Hey,
but what if he don't know about you though?
That nigga windows out.
No, you gotta check your girl.
I'm checking both they ass. I don't give a fuck what you're talking about. Look, because you ain't going to play me like I'm a sucker ass nigga. I'm not just going to be like, knock on the glass like, why you in there? I'm busting that shit open. Bitch, what you wearing? I'm dragging her out the car. I'm going to tell that nigga, get the fuck on, or it's you next.
But no, it's his call.
It doesn't matter. I'm going to bust the window. I'm going to drag that bitch out. Then I'm going to tell the nigga, get the fuck on.
Nah,
or you next.
Hey, this me not roll up. Oh, this is what we doing?
That's what you gonna say?
I'm gonna holler at you later.
You gonna walk away?
Yeah. Hey, ain't no sense me going to jail.
You a sucker.
No, I'm bullshit,
dog. He's gonna be like, see, you was fucking with that bitch ass nigga.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie to you. I pull up and my lady in the car of another man and they in there together. Well, fuck y'all telling ghost story?
No, listen
to
R. Kelly.
D going that got me fucked up.
Listen to R. Kelly shit.
Yeah, listening to Chocolate Factory on repeat.
Yeah. Damn.
Hey, my first question is, Dan, how long is y'all break?
I'm smelling that car. I'm smelling that motherfucking car. You hear me?
Oh, you want him to eat his drawers,
Joy. I know what pooty tags smell like, bitch. And I ain't
So, you're a panty sniffer?
Hell, no, I ain't no panty sniffer, but I would be, though, bitch.
I
ain't gonna never say never.
Hey, if she come home and jump straight in the shower, she must have just came from the gym. Mm-hmm.
Hey, and I'm hot right in that shower too.
And then a comb
to fall out of
her
cat. Damn, fall out of her pocket, out of her pants.
No. Lifestyle fall out of the pussy when you.
Damn. You ever seen snaps?
Well, I'm gonna need a special kind of therapy for that after this.
Hey, you ever seen snaps? You ever seen snaps? Yeah. I'm gonna be on that motherfucker.
I'm gonna tell a bit. This thing got that Yankee back, huh? Shit.
So if your girl get off work and jump right in the shower. Why do you think something went?
I ain't gonna
do that. But is that her normal routine?
Okay, I see. If it ain't a normal routine.
Yeah, if that ain't a normal routine, that's different.
But at the beginning of the day, she felt like she was a little bit of the pussy or something. She ain't in the shop.
I can agree with that.
I exactly. You know what I'm saying? Just shit. But these new women nowadays, boy, they drive forklifts and bench press for they job all day. I'm okay.
Yeah, for sure.
If a bitch smell like a bucket of turnips, I'm on.
But if that bitch smell like sookie, I'm on her ass.
So if she come home and smell like Irish Spring, how you feel about that?
Where you take a shower?
I just took a shower with my mom's house.
You took a shower where?
It's mom's house.
Nah, bitch, hold on.
Hold on. My mama said in the retirement. So hold up. Something ain't adding up.
Yeah. Bad luck getting up late, so I went with my mama to the shop.
No.
I ain't calling for that shit. I'm going to tell the bitch, do I look like Boo Boo the Fool?
I'm going to hit her with the boy. Your mama house ain't but 6 minutes away from here. Why you can't make a home?
Do you hear me?
Yeah, it ain't like your mama live in a different state, baby. What the hell you mean?
But some people say some stupid shit, though. You know what get caught. They come up. Yeah, what you want? Y'all with Lisa. Lisa ain't got the lid on in 2 years.
You call up Lisa. Lisa ain't got no motherfucking house. Lisa staying with her damn niece. All right. Shit. Yeah. Hey, but you know what? On the serious note, bro, people really gotta learn how to trust people.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that trust a motherfucker, man.
Trust is a motherfucker.
It's a motherfucker, man. Cause once you fuck that shit up,
it ain't no coming back for that shit. It ain't no coming back. The relationship is gone.
I ain't gonna say there ain't no coming back, but I'm gonna just say this. I'd rather go shovel the beach before I try to figure out how to regain the trust in some shit that I done fucked up.
Yeah.
And it's tough, but. Is shit tough as fuck? Cause even still, then even when they say they trust you again,
they really don't. It's always think about it.
That's what I'm saying.
And in the back of my head, it'll be when you gonna get me back?
Right.
Always be in the back of my head. So when is my turn to feel like you
already got your back? You don't even know it.
Hey, she'd be like, "Bitch, I knew you was doing it. That's why I fucked Tommy 2 weeks ago." Dang.
And you hurt like motherfucker.
All right. Remember when she said her sister and them was going out of town on a girl trip? All right.
I know y'all.
Hey, but we fucked up, though. That's going to get you. Who go on the trip? Lisa, Courtney. Hey, she told you Courtney was going, but you didn't ever think that Courtney was a nigga.
And look, and all on hoes.
All of them. Nigga, you tell them, like, bitches, only one night. That nigga ain't going to know.
Look, you hit one of our friends before. You know how they get down.
You feel me?
All right.
That's why,
but nah. Wild. Yeah, that, you know, for real. If you can't trust a person, don't even be in no relationship, bro.
Amen.
That's the first step. Let not even fuck liking a bitch, you know what I'm saying? Fuck liking a nigga. Fuck, you know, being compatible. You can't trust that person, it's over with.
It's over. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, it's dead in the water because, you know, and you always going to think they up to something. And I ain't going to lie to you, bro. You know what I'm saying? I had a couple chicks do me dirty, but the reality to it is I would probably up to no good with them anyway. So,
you know. This shit made me wrong, right? I got to buy that shit. Yeah,
Yeah, I mean, everybody ain't meant for everybody.
For sure. A lot of people come in your life just to teach you a lesson. You know what I mean? And they help you better learn yourself. You know what I mean?
I ain't gonna lie to you. My ex-relationship made my new relationship better. That I knew some of the different things not do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it was a teaching. You know?
Nah, that's real though, because you know You don't fuck up a lot of times, but one of them times you're gonna get it right.
Right.
And you know that, that you just gotta learn. You gotta learn from the mistake, cause all women ain't the same.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah, you can't. You know, some women like to be bought. Some women like to be taking on romantic dinners. Some women just like being cooked the meal because they can't cook. So, you know, either way it go, all women ain't the same. So you got to hit on different what you call it? You got to hit on different perspectives.
Right. Mm-hmm.
For different kind of women, man.
Yep.
But so I read this article the other day. And tell me how y'all feel about this. Y'all think it's true or not? They say the article is factual. Women are outworking men, I think, 15 to 1 nowadays. And are way more successful than a lot of their male counterparts.
Yeah, because...
I feel like... And tell me if I'm wrong. I feel like because America has this this target for African-American men... that it is harder for us to get places in society, you know, without being locked up or prejudiced or prejudged or whatever the case may be. And I feel like women, they have a greater access to you know, kind of leverage their looks and leverage, you know, different things that they can do physically.
They go back to when we do part two. Half cast men don't want to go to work because they look, I get the paycheck, all my damn money. It's about the cast, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to go out here, do all my best so that they go. So, and that may be 100% fast, right? But when black women are more successful than them. Smoke.
Oh, hey,
Joy. You motherfucker look like, remember the PJs?
All right. Don't do it, Dick. Oh, fuck you up, Juicy. Don't fuck with me, Juicy. Don't fuck with me, Juicy. That motherfucker D look like Juicy. Stop fucking with me.
Hey, I got y'all on Facebook also. Hey, little, I'm gonna show y'all the co-host on the show. So y'all pick them, Cap, Smoke, and PJ.
That's Juicy. Juicy fruit.
Yeah, man, this is about to be, like, this is not a, like, this is gonna fight part two of the child support, if so, gotta get a woman in front of the room. For sure. You know, man, we gotta get a woman involved in it because we looking at it one side, you know what I'm saying, and to be honest with you, we're not talking about deadbeats. A deadbeat, your ass should be on child support, but we talking about a guy that's working hard, wanting to play his kid, trying to take care of his kid, be prepared. So we're gonna try part two tomorrow. We'll be prepared. I'm down for part two.
All right, man. So we get it, but I love you tomorrow. We're going to try to support you. Get a woman inside on that. Everybody do the show, man. Tell them what you like about it, don't like about it, and we'll try to think about it.
Yeah, for sure. All right, man. Like I said, I appreciate you having me on the show, and to get my point of view on a couple of things. Hey, this is going to be a regular. If you available, if you're available.
Oh, yeah, I should be available.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, man, but we safe, man. You know, when you make it back home, man. All right. All right, man. All right.
Yep. All right.